I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Recently at the Huguenot Robius Farmers Market, Art set up a display case of some of Central Virginia's most common bugs, luring in a steady stream of naturalists and novices.
I don't have a picture with me today of this bug, but it has the cutest little curved red rear end.
Little guy.
The little guy.
Exactly what you're talking about. That's the nymph of the wheel bug, and they call it the wheel bug because if you look at its midsection, it looks like it's got a wheel there. It's kind of like a little buzzsaw, and they belong to a family of bugs known as assassin bugs, and they're insect predators. But when the nymphs hatch from the egg, they tend to be very alert, dark-bodied, with a bright red abdomen sticking up, and they're thought to mimic an ant. And a lot of insect predators avoid ants because they either sting, bite, or full of acid, or all of the above. And so once a bird or some other small animals tangle with an ant, they'll avoid anything that looks like an ant.
So they're not eating my plants?
No, they're eating insects that might be eating your plants, but they're like the praying mantis. They'll eat anything they can catch.
Okay.
They're insect predators.
Oh, what about granddaddy longlegs?
That's a harvestman. They are arachnids, but they're not true spiders. They don't spin webs, and they're omnivores. They are scavenging dead insects. They'll feed on sap. I've even known them to nibble on the glazing on a Ritz cracker that just found its way in a roadway once.
Okay. We need a picture of this guy. Here he is. Flies around, but very flitty. You can't even begin to catch them. They're very fast. It's not a bee, though. It's more...
It looks like a wasp of some sort.
Okay, yeah,
I'm not sure what kind of wasp it is.
Generally, would you say wasps do not attack the plant?
There is a subset of wasps. Their larvae are very caterpillar-like. They're known as sawflies, and they feed in groups on the edges of leaves. But by and large, the things that most people think of wasps, the really thread-waisted wasps, they're either parasites or predators, or they're nectar feeders, or all of the above.
Okay. I have a lot of leaves. There are little odd-shaped tunnels, and someone said maybe a leaf miner?
Yes. There are different types of leaf miners. I'm guessing, depending on the plant and the nature of the mine, it could be a fly larva, and you can actually see where the larva hatched, because the mine is very small, and as it meanders around, it starts getting wider and wider. That's as the larva is growing. And eventually you'll find an end point, and there'll be a hole chewed out right there, and whoever was there pupated that spot, emerged, and then chewed its way out, and off it goes. Locusts will get a leaf mining beetle, and if you're driving down the road, sometimes you'll think the leaves just look dull, and that's because all the chlorophyll is gone. They're just leaving the shell. If it happens later in the year when, you know, the plants are about finished with the leaves anyway, it's not that big a deal. But if it's a small plant or it's not in good health to begin with, if there's a concentration of those leaf mines, but generally they're not an issue.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You can find photos, audio, and links at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.